And now, here with me is Oklahoma City Mayor Mick Cornett. Born and raised here in Oklahoma City, he's the first mayor in this city's history to be elected to a fourth term. He helped get the city an NBA franchise. He's the reason the Thunder is here. He put the entire city on a diet, and I'm trying to see. It seems to have worked with you folks out there.
We all look like supermodels now.
That's right. He's invested in infrastructure and public education to improve the quality of life and civic engagement. A robust population growth here in Oklahoma City, low cost of living, diversified economy. Mayor Cornett, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hello there. It's great to have you here.
Oh, it's great to be here. Until I came to Oklahoma City as a journalist, I'd only come to this town for disasters. The Murrah Building disaster in 1995, tornadoes of one kind or another. It's great to be here to just see how the city responds to day-to-day life and fits into the heartland.
Well, and you bring up a good point, because our city had been branded by tragedy, or maybe I should say we'd had allowed ourselves to be branded by tragedy. And I think that's one of the benefits of having the NBA basketball team, which you mentioned, is now when you think of Oklahoma City, there's an opportunity to think of something positive. Certainly, we're proud of the way we reacted to those tragic events that you talked about, but Oklahoma City is much more of that. And now we're succeeding in attracting highly educated 20-somethings, have one of the top economies in the country, and we finish at or near the top in most quality of life barometers.
How do you get people to move on and join hands to get something done, regardless of partisan affiliation? I mean, this is a very conservative state, but the kinds of things that you've done here in Oklahoma City don't smack of conservative ideology.
That's right. I think people here have separated the type of government they like from the type of government they don't like. What we've had most of our success in is asking people to help us pay for a lot of infrastructure projects, sports arenas, canals in our entertainment district, new libraries, new schools. And people here like the idea of paying for it with a sales tax for a certain number of years. We pay cash. We don't go into debt when we use that funding philosophy. And they know that tax is going to end at the end, or they'll at least have a chance to review it with another list of projects that they can consider at the time. But they seem to have differentiated between that type of paying for government as opposed to the type that states and the federal government apply, which are typically for social programs. Typically, they don't get to vote on them, and typically they don't ever seem to end.
This is a state capital, so you've got the state government right down the road. There appears to be a certain amount of gridlock in the approval of services for education statewide. Have you worked around that here in Oklahoma City to get funding for kids in this city?
Well, a few years back, we passed an initiative to rebuild all of the schools in the inner city district. So we built a new or refurbished all 75 buildings. So we have a whole brand new, round of infrastructure, new buses, new technology, and all those things. The level of education is inconsistent throughout the city. We have 24 school districts, if you can imagine, that serve kids that live inside the city limits. Some of them are offering some of the highest level of education in the country, and some of them are really struggling. So there's a lot of social issues that affect the family for those kids are coming from. That's a bigger, test than it is the education system. But also, I think more and more it's a mistake to define a community's education commitment just by K through 12. You got to look at pre-K. You got to look at the career tech system. You got to look at higher ed. And I would even add that in today's advancing technology, that adults are going to have to continue to educate themselves well beyond their 20s. And so a community's commitment to education is going to have to be determined by a lot of other factors now instead of just the K through 12 in the inner city district.
So it's not just a diet, you guys. It's homework. There's homework,
that's
it sounds
right.
like. The mayor.
We go to school.
Just 2 minutes, but I wanted to bring up something maybe a little more philosophical. The president, on his farewell address, Barack Obama, said, "You got to get out of your bubbles to understand what's going on in America and not just listen to the kinds of things you agree with." Donald Trump is a very different sort of no more business as usual kind of president. We've come here with the idea of getting out of the bubbles. What's your advice on, what message and what this community has to offer versus what you constantly hear in the media?
Well, one similarity between, I think, the Trump philosophy and Oklahoma's philosophy is that we have taken a lot of steps to be pro-business, to try and create jobs. And we have a lot of our social services are met through philanthropy, faith-based organizations, nonprofits. If you have a really strong economy, you can create enough wealth in your community where those nonprofits can help you on the social issue side. And I think the Trump administration is going to judge these 4 years by how many jobs are created and how strong the economy is. I think that's the barometer for most all of their policy decisions.
Should there be a safety net? Should government be a part of healing racial divides in a city like Oklahoma?
Well, absolutely. And, you know, one of the issues there is if we're going to have more community policing, if we're going to have more de-escalation policies, those are wonderful programs, but they take more men power and women power in our force. We may need some help in trying to figure out how we're going to pay these additional police officers and firefighters. So we agree with the philosophy of it, but right now, you know, most cities in America are struggling to keep up with the cost of public safety as it is. Keep in mind, in the United States, the first responders in cities are protecting this nation. We don't have a federal police force that's out in every city like much of the developed world. And so if we are going to be the first responders to protect our nation from terrorism and other acts of that might come from another federal government, the city should be reimbursed for those services.
A fifth term?
We'll see.
We'll see.
I got another year in this.
We'll see. Make some noise, folks. Mayor Cornett, Mick Cornett, Mayor of Oklahoma City and President of the U.S. Conference of Mayors. Thank you so much,
you bet.
Mayor.
Thanks again.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.